Summing up. Genetic material. Genetic material varies in quantity from one species to another. It has the ability to replicate, and it also regulates the development of the cell. Experiments. Griffin discovered that the transformation factor extracted from dead virulent bacteria can turn a harmless strain into a virulent one. Avery selectively destroyed proteins, nucleic acids, carbohydrates, and lipids, and found that the transformation factor is DNA. Hershey and Chase used bacteriophages labeled with radioactive isotopes of sulfur and phosphorus to demonstrate that the genetic material was DNA. Structure of DNA. Franklin's X-ray crystallography experiments on samples prepared by Wilkins suggested a spiral shape for the DNA molecule. When Chargaff studied the composition of DNA, he discovered regularities in the ratios among nitrogenous bases. In all species, there is as much adenine as thymine, and as much guanine as cytosine. Watson and Crick proposed a three-dimensional model of DNA based on existing data. The nucleotides of each chain are linked by covalent bonds. The two chains are complementary and are linked by hydrogen bonds between the paired nitrogenous bases in a specific way. One purine with one pyrimidine, A with T, and G with C. The two chains are orientated in opposite directions, antiparallel, and coil around an axis, giving the molecule the shape of a double helix. The very structure of the DNA explains some of its important functions. Genetic information is stored in the sequence of the variable part of the molecule, the nitrogenous bases. Replication is simple and effective because of the complementarity of the bases. Genetic material is subject to mutations. Genetic information is copied in the RNA molecule and expressed in the phenotype. Replication of DNA. DNA replication is semi-conservative. Each parent strand acts as the template for a new one. Replication complex is bound to the origin of the replication. Some enzymes that are part of the replication complex develop here and open the double helix, forming two replication forks. On each of the two template strands, primase synthesizes a short RNA primer, which is complementary to the DNA strand. DNA polymerase continues the synthesis of the new strands, adding nucleotides to the 3' end of the primer. At the end of replication, the RNA primer is eliminated and replaced by DNA. Because DNA polymerase can add nucleotides only to the 3' end of a strand, replication on the two strands proceeds differently, as follows. It is continuous on the leading strand, which has a free 3' end. It is discontinuous and proceeds in a backward direction on the lagging strand, which has a free 5' end. Many primers are synthesized, followed by Okazaki fragments, which are then joined by the enzyme DNA ligase. Telomeres are repetitive sequences found at the ends of many eukaryotic chromosomes. Corresponding to the telomeres, after the primer is removed, a fragment of single-strand DNA remains. That cannot be replicated and is lost. In some cells, the enzyme telomerase catalyzes the addition of any lost telomeric sequence. Cells contain repair mechanisms to correct errors of DNA polymerase or damage to the DNA. Proofreading. DNA polymerase and other proteins check the correct pairing of the bases as synthesis proceeds. Repair of errors. Some proteins that can distinguish the new strand from the template strand check the DNA that has just been replicated and correct pairing errors. Repair by excision. Specific enzymes correct the DNA when it is not replicating to search for alterations in the base pairing or structure, and eliminate and replace defective strand segments.